Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Gary Blair, a.k.a. George Arnold, 1948. Died 1949. Mark Twain. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The globalists tell us we have no power. Literally, Branson says, global warming deniers, get out of our way. That's the quote. You are a fraud with carbon tax. It is a criminal program you're part of, and you all need to be indicted at the highest levels, you scammers, and your carbon taxes are in trouble. They're faltering. Your whole program is going to hell in a Hades basket. You are going to hell in a hell basket. You are pathetic scum who've swindled most of your wealth. You are a degenerate, bug-eyed rat. Branson, any of you involved in this stuff are worms. And it's time for people to declare what worms you are. I'm going to air this report again later because some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. Some do. But here's Jakari Jackson on the open carry march at the degenerate, disgusting, predatory, South by Southwest, anti-gun, World Bank-financed takeover of Austin, Texas, squeezing the wannabe trendies who literally are wandering around like the undead zombos. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just true. They do make a nice backdrop, though. Idiots. I'm sorry. It's so pathetic. I felt guilty calling them names today when I drove by downtown and saw some of them. It's unbelievable. They're all shuffling around like mind-controlled zombies. Let's go to Jackson's report on this. Here it is.
South by Southwest, the international festival showcasing advances in technology and new talent, is dragging us backwards in the ways of our civil liberties by promoting the likes of Michael Bloomberg and his mayors against illegal guns, and also Shannon Watts, the former Monsanto executive, and her mom's demand action. Both groups were unhandy opening weekend of the festival to push their anti-gun agenda. During the event, the speakers boasted about their ability to take over sites such as Facebook, their success in placing gun chatter in the same category as porn. And as people have pointed out in the past, sometimes your presence on social media is more important to your campaign than how much money you can raise. And while some may attack our rights from the shadows, we exercise our rights in broad daylight. That's why this Wednesday, March 12th, armed activists will be marching through South by Southwest in defense of our civil liberties. And will be broadcast live on the Alex Jones radio show at 12 p.m. Central. And will set the stage for an even larger open carry event March 15th, that's a Saturday, where liberty-loving people will gather together to peacefully show their Second Amendment rights to an international community. Join us this Wednesday and Saturday at locations to be announced soon as we continue to bring the message of liberty and freedom to downtown Austin, Texas.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
Love it. I mean, we are being usurped by degenerate criminal scum with a criminal instinct to disarm us. To try to control reality, how they're the trendies, and we got to do what they say. They're a pack of weak, chicken-neck, criminal scum. Stop letting them dictate reality. Stop letting them sabotage humanity. Stop letting them jack with everybody.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
There goes that foreign agent. He is an officer in the Israeli military. Rahm Emanuel. People say, why are you bashing Israel? I don't want Russians being the White House chief of staff. I don't want Chinese military officers, the White House chief of staff. I mean, it's the same deal. This country is a joke, folks. We're totally overrun. Open borders. We're overrun by every corporation, every special interest. We are a joke, ladies and gentlemen, being looted up one side and down the other. And I'm sick of Emanuel. I was told he was down here pushing anti-gun crap. I mean, I just, you come down to my house, you want my guns, you scum buck.
Paid for by Sands Marine Associates Investment Research. Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called SecretIncome11.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome11.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome11.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the day after 9/11, George W. Bush, El Presidente, went and stood on the pile of smoking deadly rubble. And then later he went and gave a press conference at police headquarters. We ought to dig that video up. And he said, listen, we're going to be able to remote control planes now with the systems that are already on most Boeings, and we're going to be able to stop hijackers. And somebody behind him grabs him and jerks his arm and tells him classified in his ear. And I played that clip at the time, and I can't find it again. The archives are now digital. People need to find that. He gave a press conference. I think it was at police headquarters. It was somewhere in New York. I mean, a bunch of cops behind him and White House people. And the reason I raise that as we start this hour, about to go to a top technology expert, privacy expert, and internet liberation expert. That's what I see the hackers as liberators. We're going to be talking to Dr. Stallman here in just a moment and quantify what is breaking into computers illegally versus hacking, that they try to demonize that word. I think it's important we stress that. You know, he really stresses that, and I agree with him. I want him as the one of the top experts to explain the real nomenclature to us. But the reason I raise this, and I'm going to have Paul Watson or Kit Daniels or one of our Don Salazar, Mikhail Thalen, whoever wants to write it needs to do it, that they remote-controlled aircraft in World War I by radio control. John F. Kennedy's older brother, Joe Kennedy Jr., who was going to be the guy they ran for president, he blew up over Germany flying a fighter plane rigged, piloting two remote control B-17s loaded with explosives. Oh, the Allies had cruise missiles as well, not just the Germans. And he got shot down reportedly by a bunch of German aircraft. But the point is that I told everybody on 9/11 you can remote control aircraft. And the only real phone calls that came out, this ties into Malaysia, then I'm going to go to my guest and just take just on generally the NSA, everything that's happening, but also on this, because he's talked about hacking these smart devices in your house, in cars, the smart cars, the planes. The point is, in the 80s, they'd flown jumbo jets from California to Australia on record. So I would tell people about this, saying the only real air phone calls, not the fake calls that were 30,000 feet, the FBI later said there was no record of, with the Solicitor General's wife, that all came out. The real air phone calls said there's gas, we can't breathe. So my hypothesis is somebody gassed them, they remote control the aircraft. Regardless, that can happen. Now, we don't know what happened in Malaysia. Could have been a hijacking. They could have flown it somewhere else, changed the transponders. We don't know. Just like Larry McDonald, I'm going to cover this the next hour after our guest leaves us, Larry McDonald, Lawrence Patton McDonald, who was uber presidential material, a Democrat who was a John Bercher and anti-New World Order, and they were scared of him. He was going to end up being president. He was just an absolute, just 500 times, better than anything out there. And they landed his aircraft reportedly in North Korea and marched him off, and the word is he was alive until recently. But that was flight 007. They redirected it. A bunch of congressmen got off. It was real suspicious when they flew out of Alaska. They definitely landed that aircraft, commandeered it, and it was a setup and some side deal with North Korea and the Russians. Very nasty, folks. The New World Order was so scared of Larry McDonald. I mean, he was the knight in shining armor. He was the deal. Super smart, super articulate, super good looking, super patriot, super pure. They killed him. But I'm sure he was tortured a long time before that happened. Now, regardless, this new flight, and we're going to our guest, everybody wants me to talk about this, the Daily Journal of the United States Government, special conditions, Boeing model 777-200-300, remote control electronic systems, security protection from unauthorized internal access. These things are meant to be remote controlled, and they've been in there for decades, and I just wanted to point that out and do an article that this could be somebody hacking the aircraft. Pilots don't even know how to land now. That's why they're having more accidents, they said in the AP a few months ago, because they're doing it all by remote control. Soon the pilot's just going to be some vestigial guy who goes out and serves you hors d'oeuvres, because everything's being flown by remote control, by AI systems. Now, enough of that intro. I'm really honored for the balance of the hour, and if he wants to, we'll take some calls towards the end to have Dr. Richard Stallman on, who tirelessly travels the world speaking out for free speech and Internet freedom. He's a software developer and software freedom activist. He resigned from MIT to start the Free Libre Operating System, GNU, or I guess GNU. I'm not an Internet guy. I just know who the guys are that try to keep it free. Millions use the system, but most think of it as Linux. Dr. Stallman also launched the Free Software Movement in October 85. He started the Free Software Foundation. He called for the development, 99, of a free online encyclopedia through the means of inventing the public, or inviting the public to contribute articles. So he's a total trailblazer, Renaissance man. Stallman pioneered the concept of copy left, and is the main author of the GNU General Public License, the most widely used free software license. Since the mid-90s, Stallman has spent most of his time in political advocacy for free software and spreading the ethical ideas of the movement, as well as the campaign against both software patents and dangerous extensions of copyright laws. Of course, Aaron Swartz did that, and I believe they actually killed him. Didn't just drive him to kill himself. He was saying he was going to fight it, just gotten engaged. We'll talk about that as well. Stallman.org or GNU.org. And folks, I don't get excited when I have a professional basketball player on, who we've had on. It's exciting. We're top cowboys and stuff, who are on for political reasons. I get a little excited. But I get excited when we have a trailblazer. Even though I don't agree with his politics, I would get excited to have Ray Kurzweil on. He's a total genius. And so my rock stars are trailblazing people who also fight for freedom. And that's Dr. Stallman. Doctor, I don't mean to give a gushing intro here. Thank you for coming on during that. What do you want to stab at first in the world? I could ask a lot of questions, but where should we go first, Dr. Stallman?
you hear me, first of all?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good. So it might be good to talk about what we know of government's massive surveillance of people in general. Because we found out a lot about this since the last time I was on the show, if I remember right.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about it. The Snowden revelations, all of it, confirm what you've been saying.
Well, yes, and we should express our appreciation of Edward Snowden. So three cheers for Edward Snowden. Hip, hip, hurrah. Hip, hip, hurrah. Hip, hip, hurrah. We have to say that very often. I say that in my speeches and ask people to cheer him because the people who don't want us to know how they're mistreating us call Snowden a criminal and they say he should be assassinated. We have to not just think that he's a hero, but say he's a hero and invite others to say so to counteract the movement to demonize him. In any case, thanks to his heroism, we now know of many ways that the government collects data about people in general and then misrepresents, you know, using twisted bureaucratic language to make it seem that that's not what they're doing. But that is what, thanks to the careful analysis done by journalists, we know that that's what the government is doing. And we just found out that many countries in Europe have made deals saying, we'll give you access to snoop on people through our systems as long as you promise not to use them to snoop on our citizens. Of course, they can't tell that that promise is being kept. But it doesn't even matter, because if each country says you can use our digital systems to snoop on everybody except the people in our country, then they can snoop on anybody through the systems of other countries. So what does this imply? It puts democracy in danger. You see, the idea of democracy is that the people control what the state does. And that enables the people to have the state do the things that they want it to do and not do the things they don't want it to do. But in order to control what the state does, we need to know what the state is doing. And that's difficult when states act secretly. And in order to find out what they're really doing, we need heroes like Snowden, whistleblowers.
And we've got to defend him, because if they can bring him down, they'll be able to sell the rollout of total surveillance publicly that was already there. When
right, exactly. They want to bring him down so as to scare anyone else from trying to tell us what the state is doing to us.
He was exposing criminal activity. He is a hero, and the criminals are saying they want to murder a U.S. citizen. This is outrageous.
Yeah, although, of course, under the First Amendment, you can say that you think certain kinds of people ought to be killed. You can't ask someone to actually do it. But, you know, freedom of speech is pretty broad. And the point.
But when it's government officials doing it, I think it crosses the line. It becomes very dangerous.
Maybe so. Well, in any case, it is dangerous. But for me, the crucial point is we want to defend Snowden and get it clearly established that we regard him as a hero. And that got clearly established that the government...
We need to celebrate Snowden. We need to celebrate him. We need to celebrate him, as you're saying.
Yeah. In any case, the point is the government doesn't want other people to tell us what the government's doing. And therefore, it tries to demonize whistleblowers, prosecute them. But in order to do that, it has to figure out who they are. So this leads us to a conclusion. How much general surveillance can permit the existence of democracy? And the answer is, if there's enough general surveillance to find the whistleblowers, then we can't have democracy.
And we know the NSA on record is aimed at the media now and aimed at whistleblowers to suppress speech and people exposing crime. I want to come back with you, Dr. Stallman, after this quick break to continue your analysis. And then I want to get into not just the government, as you've pioneered exposing the corporations with all their spy tech and everything. Where is this going if we don't turn it around? How do we stop it? Stay with us.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Dr. Richard Stallman, GNU.org, GNU.org, or Stallman.org, the pioneer of internet freedom, free speech, inventor of really some of the only alternatives to the horrible operating systems and things that are designed to spy on us. And he joins us now. This is a six-minute segment, long 18-minute segment coming up. He says he will take phone calls, so I'll give that number out coming up in the next segment, tech questions, internet freedom questions for Dr. Stallman. So where are we in the battle lines? I mean, it's not just the government, as you've said. It's everything from television sets to, quote, smartphones to smart meters to cars having black boxes that track us to taxes. They're just putting all these Trojan horses and everything openly and saying they're going to be able to predict the future and manipulate us and corner markets with all the stolen data. But it's really a revolution of the thieves and of the snoops to take over the culture. And then I guess you're one of the top generals out there fighting it. Well, I mean, obviously you've spoken about Aaron Swartz, how they came after him. This is a war, is it not, Dr. Stallman?
Well, yes and no. First, I should fill in a gap in what I said in the previous segment. Why is it that this level of general surveillance is incompatible with democracy? It's because the level of general surveillance of people's communications makes it possible to identify the whistleblower. They can see which officials or staff people talked with a journalist, and that means they can find out who blew the whistle, and they can punish those people, and that's what makes them scared to, people scared to do it. So we must redesign digital systems so that they don't collect enough data to let the government find the whistleblowers. And that's a massive technological change that we need to make. Now, you've brought up the point that a lot of this surveillance is directly done by companies, and they do it mostly for their commercial reasons. They want to predict what sorts of things people will buy and so on, transforming advertising from a mere annoyance to something dangerous when they add the tracking of people to it. But the point is, the business surveillance of people is dangerous because the data they collect is available to the state. So they're like, it's like each business is like another tentacle of the state surveillance apparatus.
And they trade the baseball cards, and they all share in the data mining.
Yeah. So the point is, we have to redesign all of these systems so that they don't track what people are doing, except for those people who are the subject of a court order because there was some reason to suspect a particular person, and that authorizes investigation of someone.
Well, we always protected whistleblowers until just recently. We've seen an incredible persecution of legitimate whistleblowers.
Well, actually, we didn't always protect them. For instance, Daniel Ellsberg, Nixon tried to prosecute him, but the prosecutors made a mistake, and they had to drop the case.
Sure, I mean, but the press used to come to the aid more of whistleblowers.
Yes, that's true. And in addition, Obama has attacked whistleblowers with an energy unlike any previous president, or maybe even all, I think I read it was all previous presidents.
That's what I meant. There's an escalation.
Yes. And we also see many practices meant to invite people into being surveilled, like Facebook, like the car insurance companies that say they'll charge you less if you install the black box that records where your car goes. And then there are the navigator devices that record everywhere your car goes. If you buy a GPS navigator box to stick in your car on the dashboard, well, it records everywhere that you go, and if you ever connect it to the net to update the maps, it says where you went. How do you like that? And that's because it's not free software. See, that's how the surveillance connects with free software, because basically, with the surveillance issue connects with the free software issue. With software, either the users control the program, that's free software, or the program controls the users, which is non-free, proprietary user subjugating software. Now, when I started the free software movement, it was because non-free software is an injustice in itself, the fact that you can't have control over the program you're running. But ethical standards in the software industry have fallen over the years, and nowadays it's quite common for the developers of proprietary non-free software to put in surveillance functionalities and other malicious things like
that. Dr. Stallman, that is so important. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor to talk about that, because not only is it now you're paying for the software that's spying on you, but it doesn't work well. I mean, I run a media company, and And most of the equipment and stuff has spy grids and blockers on it where the stuff is useless because they don't. It's amazing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Dr. Richard Stallman is our guest. We're going to go back to him in just a moment in this long segment and get him to break down what he's saying. I mean, it's so simple, but it's also so important, and nobody thinks about it. The software controls you. And almost all the time when it doesn't work, it's because of the surveillance application. And by the way, we've bought all our software here other than the Linux, GNU, stuff that a lot of our stuff runs on. I'm no tech guy, but a lot of our guys, big fans of what Dr. Stallman invented, the GNU system that's known as Linux. But expanding on that, I buy a monitor in the studio and want to run video through it. And we've got to break into it and jack with it. You can't even buy them commercially that don't do this. You have to get specialists in and pieces of equipment just to run the video you want over it, because it doesn't see the code from the cable or from the Blu-ray disc telling you that it's authorized. Where I bought a television about 8 years ago that had a DVD player built into it. That DVD player broke. So I had an old DVD portable one in the garage. I plugged it into that in the garage so I could run on the treadmill. And it said, no, this device isn't authorized, copyright. And I deal with this all day long. And I've had software companies send us lawsuit threats, pay money, we know you stole this software. And I call the lawyer up and go, we bought all our software. He goes, well, our system's picked up that you might have some stolen software. We're going to drop this. And the guy hangs up, and I call back the law firm, and I go, no, you're trolling to scare people to see if I'd send that money. And he goes, I'm not going to talk to you, hangs up. It's like Getty Images will send stuff out on Twitter you can embed. And clearly, I've talked to lawyers. In the law, they've embedded it. They've made it embeddable. You can have it in your article because it's not on your site. It's their Twitter photos they put out and don't even tell you, don't use them. Then they send you letters saying, give us a bunch of money. And most people crap their pants and pay a bunch of money. Dr. Stallman, I'm ranting. It's just that this stuff really frustrates me.
I'd like to add to your rant, if I may.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about DRM, Digital Restrictions Management, which is found in some malicious hardware, like those monitors and Blu-ray and DVD players, and also in software. And in fact, often it's implemented by the firmware inside the product. Now, that is a malicious functionality, and it ought to be illegal. But why is it in there? It's in there because the software is non-free, because the users don't control it. If the users controlled it, they would fix the software so it didn't maliciously restrict them. So if their goal is to attack you by imposing restrictions, they have to first attack you by making the software non-free. Now, I don't think there's anything virtuous about paying for an authorized copy of a non-free program. You see, what's bad about the non-free program is that it's non-free. An unauthorized copy of a non-free program is a nasty thing because it's proprietary, because it's non-free. It's almost as bad as an authorized copy. And so I won't use either one. I reject them on principle.
No, I totally agree. My point is we play in their system, and then they still come after us.
Yes, they do. But please don't repeat their propaganda terms like stolen. They say that because they want to demonize sharing. But sharing is good. What's wrong is trying to stop people from sharing, which is what they're doing.
Quantify your view on that and explain the difference between hacking, which they've demonized as a term, versus criminal breaking into computers.
Oh, well, these are two different questions, and I can explain them both, but not at the same time. So the point is, software should respect your freedoms, and there are four freedoms you should have. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish for whatever purpose. Freedom one is the freedom to study the program's source code and change it to make it function for you the way you wish. Now, those two freedoms are enough to give each user separately control over the program. But the separate control was not enough because most people are not programmers and don't know how to exercise freedom one. They don't know how to study and understand source code or change it. So we need more than just the separate control. We also need the freedom to work together and exercise collective control, which means any group of people or companies or both, whatever, any group of users should be free to work together to adapt the program to do what they want it to do and then offer copies of that to others if they wish. And that requires two more freedoms. Freedom two is the freedom to redistribute exact copies of the program, you know, copy it and distribute the copies to others. And freedom three is the freedom to copy your modified versions and distribute those to others. Those two freedoms allow the members of any group to work together and change the program to do what they want. So if you don't know how to change software, but you wish the program worked differently and it's free software, there will be others who are program the public. And if they don't do this soon enough, you can join with other non-programmers to raise money and pay somebody to do it. There is business in the free software world, you know. People are getting paid to develop free software.
And to maintain it and to tweak it.
Exactly. And you, so you can, if people want to pay you, you can take money to do it. You can also do it because you just feel like it. But those are, you know, free software doesn't mean it's gratis. It doesn't mean nobody's paying anything or nobody's getting paid for anything. It means we all have freedom. Anyway, the other issue you brought up was that of hacking. And what does hacking mean? Well, it's one of those words that's had many different meanings. In the 1970s, when I joined the hacker community at MIT, sometimes it meant figuring out a clever way to do something on a computer. And sometimes it meant a prank. And sometimes it meant doing something that was surprising and funny. And sometimes the thing that was clever or surprising and funny might be in the area of breaking security on a computer. Of course, at that time, it wasn't for robbing anything. It was so that you could get access to the computer at night when it was sitting there going to waste because nobody was using it. And you had some school work or project you wanted to do. So you got around the security and you put the computer to use. My definition, which sort of summarizes all these things, is playful cleverness. Hacking is playful cleverness. And you're a hacker if you appreciate and enjoy playful cleverness, perhaps your own, perhaps other people's, perhaps both.
All I've ever experienced from people that call themselves hackers is helping us on so many fronts. And then we've only had a few malicious things. And again, I wouldn't even call those people hackers. They were connected to government groups trying to censor us. So what do you call someone who's malicious against good people online?
Well, when I speak of breaking computer security, I call it cracking. Now, that can be done for good or for evil. There are lots of people who break computer security in order to steal from people. Like there's this ransomware. It's a kind of malware that gets into people's computers and encrypts everything and says, we'll tell you how to decrypt it if you send us some money. Now, that's very bad. The people doing it, I would say, mostly are not thinking of playful cleverness. They just want some money. So I don't know if they're hackers, but they are crackers. So there are various different aspects of things. I wouldn't say that being a hacker intrinsically means what you're doing is ethical any more than it intrinsically means what you're doing is unethical.
Well, what about this, doctor?
It's an orthogonal question.
Sure.
But lots of kinds of hacking are perfectly fine and don't hurt anybody. Lady Gaga's clothing is hacking.
Now, expanding on this, Dr. Stallman, I want to throw this out at you. We now learn Stuxnet was put out by the U.S. and Israel. They didn't use Stuxnet to try to pass cybersecurity, their false flag. We now learn the FBI and government infects millions and millions of computers to, quote, look for one bad guy. And so the old conspiracy theory that it was really government corporations and virus companies putting out the viruses is now being proven.
Yeah. And that's a malicious conspiracy indeed. Maybe a little of it is hacking. A lot of it is cracking, breaking security. Now, my own hacking has not involved breaking security very much. That's not what I do. Occasionally, I found clever ways to turn off security in the systems that I administered. That didn't involve breaking any security. My access was authorized.
Interesting. Let me ask you this question. Back to the subject, because I don't think you had time to get to it. The phenomenon of what Aaron Swartz was doing and what happened to him, what is your overall thought on that tragedy?
Well, from what I've read about what happened, it looks like some people at MIT, when they that there was a laptop that was downloading lots of papers from JSTOR, I believe it was. They didn't know what was going on, so they thoughtlessly called the authorities, and the authorities were looking for somebody to kick, to set an example of how horrible it was to violate terms of service. And they had this law, the CFAA, that they could stretch in that way. And so the prosecutors picked on Swartz. And the people at MIT, they didn't realize that that was going to happen. They didn't even know that it was Aaron Swartz at the time when they brought the authorities into it. And the lesson that people at MIT are learning is you better not bring the authorities into it until you know what's going on and you can decide whether it warrants that response.
That's right. You call the FBI in or the government in, you better have a really good reason because they will destroy people. Look, he was getting married. He said he was going to beat it in court. I know they said they drove him to suicide, but I think they realized they were making him a cause célèbre, and I think they killed him physically.
I doubt it. And the reason is just that, according to people close to him, he'd had a tendency to depression, and that so he'd thought about suicide before. It's plausible that he would have killed himself, even if the day before he wasn't feeling so down. Like, I don't know. I didn't know.
Well, you know, his father said the FBI, the Justice Department, killed my son, but he said drove him to kill himself. So regardless, they killed him.
Yeah, I mean, they were responsible for his death, but that's not to say that they directly killed him.
Sure. I wonder what it feels like for a top internet.
It wasn't so much the FBI, as far as I know, it was the prosecutors.
Sure, the prosecutors, to be technical, you're right. The FBI administered the case, well, ran the case, but then the prosecutors administered it. It's just a total tragedy that clearly this was an attempt at a chilling effect, but I don't think it worked. And, you know, I think the answer is what you've said. Get outside the system, build new systems, try to promote the free software movement that you started, but also, for whistleblowers, it's the same thing. Stop complying. More whistleblowers. Overwhelm the system. Don't comply with anything, and that will bring it down.
Oh, but no, we have to do more than that. There are many systems that we use that don't belong to us. For instance, we're talking by a telephone call. The phone companies collect the information of who you talk with, and they make that data available to the government. We can't prevent that by developing our own parallel systems. ISPs. If you have an ISP account, the ISP records all the connections that you make and makes that data available to the government. So it's almost impossible for us to avoid the government's knowing who we're talking to. And that's the crucial data. Remember, to find the whistleblower, the government needs to know who talked with the journalist. Even if they don't have any records of discussions, just identifying who talked with the journalist is enough to find the whistleblower, and then they can, of course, get that person's computers, study everything, and so on. The point is that we need to insist that these systems, which we don't own, be redesigned so that they do not keep dossiers about all and sundry. That requires legislation. We have to organize politically to demand that phone companies and ISPs not keep these long-term dossiers about us.
Exactly. As a culture,
that the government can get about the past of a person who was not a suspect.
And that's why they always wanted to deny all this was going on, because they didn't want to have the debate, because they know morally they can't win the debate. So all we have to do is, like the organic food movement, vote with our dollars, vote with our actions, and we can reverse this surveillance state?
No, it's not enough to vote with our actions, because we don't have an alternative. There's nothing comparable to organic food for talking by phone. There's just no communications system available to us, which we could use, and meeting in person may not do it because of license plate trackers that have been set up by the by the cops in lots of cities, and also by repo men. And the point is, we need legislation to restrict the license plate recognizers so that if your license plate is valid and there is no surveillance order out on you and on your car in particular,
no warrant,
then the license plate recorder shouldn't see your car. It shouldn't notice your car. It should only notice the license plates that are not valid or the people for which
exactly. You're then omitted.
An arrest warrant.
Which, by the way, as you know, over a million people in California that work for the government, they are omitted because they work for the government. Their license plates aren't seen.
I didn't know that, but that's interesting. So basically that means the only people who... Well, actually, that's interesting because if they work for the government, that means they won't be seen, which means that they can blow the whistle, maybe, if they're not caught some other way. So I suppose in some ways that's good, but the point is we all shouldn't be seen.
Exactly. Stay there, Doctor. Stay there. Final segment.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Dr. Stallman, we're not going to take any calls. He's leaving us in about 6 minutes. And then I'm going to get into the Malaysia flight. Big info on that front. A bunch of other political news. There is just so much of it. The big scandal, obviously, now is that the Senate is being spied on by the CIA with the NSA systems, and that they broke into their computers. This is just lawlessness. And it's a Pandora's box. No matter how powerful these technologies are, humans are always going to end up using them for their own petty reasons. and it will be abused. There's a reason we know that East Germany was an authoritarian hellhole. There's a reason we know North Korea is an authoritarian hellhole. There's a reason we know Nazi Germany was an authoritarian hellhole, and Soviet Russia was an authoritarian nightmare. We know what the forms of abuse look like, the forms of oppression. And surveillance illegally without warrants is the essence of it. It's the blood of it, the ether, the oxygen. On every front, we're going into authoritarianism. Now, there's a lot of countervailing and counter movements, as Einstein said, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And Dr. Stallman is a manifestation of that since the 80s when he left MIT to pioneer so much of what is the only alternatives today. And it's a testament to the power of the individual. And we need more people who are brains to not serve DARPA and the New World Order and to serve humanity. And it's much more fulfilling. I'm here to tell you, I'm an open source guy off the plantation who just wants to be free. That's what makes me happy. I'm not perfect. I'm not on a high horse. But I, my gut is in the right place. My heart's in the right place. In closing, Dr. Stallman, you know, GNU that you invented that grew into Linux, all these other systems.
Well, actually, no. It's pronounced GNU.
GNU, I know.
It didn't grow into Linux. Linux is one component that's used with the GNU system. So the right name for it is GNU plus Linux.
Sure. I mean, I'm an internet dummy.
We're using. And if you call it GNU plus Linux, you're helping us. Another way to help us is don't say open source. Say free software. Open source is the slogan used for co-opting our work and hushing up the ethical aspects of it. In 1998, there were people in the free software community who really contributed, but they disagreed with our ethical, political approach to the question. And they wanted it to be forgotten. They wanted to talk about the same software, but hush up the political side of it. And so they invented the term open source. Well, your politics are up to you. You can say whichever you like, but you can, if you say free software, you're helping us. For more information about this, look at GNU.org/philosophy. And if you want to help our cause, look at GNU.org/help.
Well, it's very exciting, and what you've done with GNU that I mispronounced GNU, I mispronounce everything. It's part of what I do. I just know from all my tech people and the stuff I read in the tech publications that it's so important and one of the only things that is somewhat free of all this control. In closing, what concerns you most briefly, and then what makes you most optimistic?
Well, what concerns me is the tendency to make technology more and more malicious. It's a mistake to equate malware with viruses because lots of products are designed to be malware. For instance, the iThings from Apple and Windows phones and tablets, they've taken the malware to the point where they are designed as platforms for censorship. Censorship of apps on an iThing, it can only install the apps that Apple approves of and has put in the App Store. The only way to avoid that, to get escape from that, is with jailbreaking. Now, that term, which was coined by the users themselves, is very interesting. It's a recognition that those products are jails. And now the Microsoft things are the same. So this ought to be illegal.
I'll tell you what, Doc, this is a one-minute break. Come back and do five more with us so you can finish up the jailbreaking and then talk about the positive stuff that's happening, just briefly.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Paid for by Sansorian Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called SecretIncome11.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to SecretIncome11.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome, the number 11,